Before we get started, it's a brand new Christmas song from the LA Guns. Check this one out. Brand new EP. It's available now on Frontiers Records.
This is the Decibel Geek Podcast with Chris Sinzak and Aaron Camaro.
Jolly host Aaron Camaro, joined by the ever festive Chris Sinzak, and it's that wonderful time of year. The season of giving is upon us. Chris, how you doing, man?
I'm in a giving mood today.
Yeah, me too. You know, it's one of those things that comes around every time of year. You know, you got family, you got friends, you got people you care about, people you work with. Everybody's expecting a gift at Christmas time, but you just don't know what to get people. So we thought today we would turn to the people that we trust the most, the legends of hard rock and heavy metal music, to give us direction and guidance on the perfect gifts for the holiday season.
You're going to get some great gifts today.
But before we get to all that, let's talk about the gift that we love the most, the gift of reviews and recommendations. Every week we do an episode. We ask you guys to leave us reviews and recommendations, whether it be on Apple Podcast reviews or Facebook recommendations or even Podchaser. And what do we got today? Oh, looks like we got a couple. Let's start with this one. It's entitled True Friends, and it is an Apple review. It goes a little something like this. Thanks for being there in my ears every week to bring me amazing content. No spectacular speech, just a simple thank you to both of you for not only being amazing podcasters, but even better people and wonderful friends. Cheers. Sincerely, your biggest fan,
the Mooger Fooger.
All right. Good, I love it. Love that guy.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Shane.
We've been trying to figure out a reason to get Shane on the show for a little while now. You know, everybody, we talk about the Mooger Fooger.
He's as famous as we are.
We mention his name every single week. So, you know, I think it'd be fun to have him on. So I put it in his ear, maybe a little six songs action with the Mooger Fooger coming up real soon.
And if we have him phone in, he'll be hopefully sober enough. Because if we wait to do it at Rockin' Pod, there's no way.
That's how it is for me, too. That's like the weekend of drinking. You know, you want to hear something funny?
Mm.
I haven't had probably more than two beers since Rockin' Pod.
In a sitting?
I mean, at all? Yeah.
Wow, what happened to you?
I don't know. I drank so much at Rockin' Pod that I lost the taste for it. Or my body knows that I can only save myself for that one weekend of the year.
It's another selling point. If you want to quit drinking, come to this expo. You'll have so much that you'll never want one again.
You build up the excess.
Wow.
Yeah, it's weird.
Drunk for a whole year.
I mentioned that to my wife the other day. I was like, and she's like, you know, you're right. I haven't seen you have a beer since Rockin' Pod.
I haven't had that many myself.
Strange.
We're getting old.
Weird. All right, we got another one here. This is a Facebook recommendation. Comes to us from another good friend of the show, Eric Lucier. Lucier?
I don't know.
However it's pronounced. This is awesome. Goes a little something like this. I highly recommend Decibel Geek Podcast to any rocker out there. I've been hooked on this podcast since I discovered it about 6 months ago. Chris and Aaron know their stuff. Listening to them brings me back to my younger days when I used to sit with my friends and talk about rock bands from the 80s. Every week I look forward to listening to these guys. I love the topics they come up with. You're going to have a good laugh as well because, they make me laugh. So, keep on rocking.
Thank you so much, Eric.
Thank you, Eric. That's an awesome review. We really, really appreciate it. Everybody that leaves us a review and a recommendation, it doesn't have to be December. It doesn't have to be the end of the year. It doesn't have to be a Christmas present. Just leave us that review, and we cherish it either way.
Yeah, we love it, guys.
Yeah, we do.
And
remember, a lot to us.
Podchaser.com still exists.
It's real.
And you can still leave reviews.
It's real.
It's a great site.
Hey, last week we had a lot of fun. Kind of a thrown together episode sort of last minute, but I think it turned out pretty good. And yeah. I had fun with it.
Yeah, I did too.
I know a lot of people dug it.
Yeah, and I loved seeing everybody's lists of their top five 80s Aerosmith songs, so that was cool to see.
That's always one of my favorite things is when we do an episode and then you go back on the Facebook page because that's where everybody gathers to converse and see cool things that Adam Cox is putting up.
Yeah.
And to see, like, other people talking about what we were talking about,
other
people that understand what we're saying, you know, are passionate about these things for the same reasons we are and get into it just the same way we do.
Even those of you that thought I was way too hard on Permanent Vacation.
You were a little tough on it.
Don't like it, sorry.
It's not that bad. It's not as bad as you make it seem.
No, it's worse. All right.
Speaking of which, you know, talking about Aerosmith last week before we mention our favorite people, we got to talk about one of our other favorite people, the acclaimed author of rock and roll, Julian Gill.
Yeah, and we were remiss to not mention this in the episode, but for those of you that dig Aerosmith, he's working on a new project, and a lot of you know Julian for the Kiss books that he puts out.
Oh, yeah.
But he's putting out an Aerosmith on Tour 1973 to 1985 book.
That's awesome. I'm looking forward to that.
And it's a deep dive into Aerosmith's touring history prior to Joe Perry leaving the band in 79. Contemporary newspaper and other reviews are compiled and added to attendance figures and other data from trade publications and other sources. Also intended to be included are quotes from musicians, touring personnel, and people who worked with the band contemporaneously and notable fans.
Nice.
This book is not about undiscovered dirt. It's a celebration of a working band on the road through the voices of those who were there, hopefully avoiding the revisionism that plagues many efforts. Each chapter also includes a retrospective album focus full of minutiae and other interesting facts about the period and compass. So, and Julian was nice enough to send a proof. He's still in the process of putting the book together.
Uh-huh.
And the stuff I've seen is really cool. I can compare, like, a lot of Kiss fans that have the Kiss Alive Forever book.
Yeah.
That has, like, it's like the touring history of the band with dates
awesome.
And stuff.
Yeah.
It's basically the Aerosmith version of that.
That's cool because I love that book, Kiss book. And so if that's what this is going to be like, how can you go wrong?
So I'd say we, when this comes out, we definitely need to get Julian on the show so we can promote it because I definitely want to go through the book.
Awesome. We can each do the top five favorite songs off of Music from Another Dimension.
Okay. You think you're Baco or something?
Think it, I know it.
Yeah.
As we established, I guess, on the other thing.
I know. So that means, going back to something else we recorded, that means that Baco is the Tommy Thayer and Loose Cannon is the Eric Singer. You're the Ace Frehley and I'm the Peter Criss.
You're not going to go out there and shoot my TV or nothing, are you?
Well, you figured it out. Feel
Merry
free,
Christmas, fucker.
Feel free to edit that out.
Yeah, or just figure out put that somewhere else.
I don't know. All right,
I like to put little snippets in the VIP stuff. Hey, speaking of Decibel Geek VIPs, just want to give you a shout out because you know you guys are awesome. You help us out a lot. You're always posting cool stuff on the private group.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wait, everybody else doesn't know about the private group. Yeah, Chris and I are in on a private group with our coolest, most awesomest friends. And people that have been with us for a while, the supporters of Decibel Geek Podcast, the top fans in the whole world of this show, they're Decibel Geek VIPs. We just recorded some Chris and Aaron show, and we recorded some Torpedo Dudes, and we talked about some Vinnie Vincent on there, which is something we don't do a whole lot of anymore on this show.
Vinnie Vincent and behind-the-scenes Rockin' Pod stuff that we're planning. So
that's
if that doesn't tempt you, I don't know what will.
Just go to patreon.com, look up Decibel Geek, find your level of commitment, and become one of the few, the proud,
the
Decibel Geek VIPs. Oh. No, the Decibel Geek VIPs.
Oh, okay.
Unless you're already a Marine or you're planning on being. You can be both at the same time,
we're
I believe.
We're going to get sued for that phrase.
Be all you can be, Decibel Geek VIP. Is that one taken?
Yeah, I think so.
You know our other favorite people?
What's that?
Geeks of the Week. These are the people that shared and retweeted last week's episode, as we've been talking about here for a minute, the top five Aerosmith tunes of the 80s.
And Geeks of the Week this week are Jeff Reed, Eric Luzier, Lucier, however you say it, Sit and Spin with Joe, Matt Ashcraft, In Obscuria Podcast, Kevin Williams, Jeremy Bednarski, Daniel Spencer, Brent Tibbetts, Baco, Cobras and Fire Podcast, Growing Up Rock, Shane Hebert, John Phillips, Christopher Stokes, Jeffrey Mendenhall, Andrew Jacobs, Wayne Cross, Joseph Capone, Trevor McDougal, James West, Andy LaFon, Brian Knapp, Mike Parnell, Adam Cox, Thorbjorn Olsen, Kristen Schimbeck, and as always,
The Mooger Fooger. All right. Like I said, if you want to become a Geek of the Week, all you got to do is get out and share and retweet this week's episode. What's it called?
Gift-giving ideas.
Okay. And that's exactly what it is.
Yeah. We're going to give you some great suggestions of things that you can give your loved ones. Okay. And your hated ones.
So I guess let's start this out then. I'm going to go ahead and go first. The idea behind this is, like I said at the top of the show, you know, Christmas time comes around. You've got kids, maybe, you know, your wife, girlfriend, parents, in-laws, aunts, uncles, favorite cousins, best friends, people at work, all these people. You need to get them a gift. But what do you get them? You know, there's so many choices out there. Who wants to go to the Walmart, you know, and look for something? It's crazy out there. Everybody's out there Christmas shopping. You need some great Christmas shopping ideas. I need them. Chris needs them. We all need them. So if we're going to turn to somebody to give us the best advice on what to get people for Christmas, let's turn to the legends of rock and roll. This is one of my all-time favorite bands. Hey, BJ Kahuna, if you're out there listening, I swear, one of these days, we're going to get together. We're going to do an episode on rock and or roll. On the Super Suckers. Perfect gift idea. You can get one, you can get both. This one's from 2003 and the album Motherfuckers Be Trippin'. And it's a tune called Bubblegum and Beer.
See that foxy mama over there, the one with the Neapolitan hair. I am a bop as they all stop and stare. What they have to say, oh, she really doesn't care. She lets them know, yeah, she makes it clear. Drunk talking bullshit isn't why she's here. Chewing bubblegum and drinking beer. Oh yeah, she's the one. That's right now. Bubblegum and beer.
Bubblegum and beer.
Bubblegum and beer.
Bubblegum and beer.
Well, I'm a big proud papa on the stage, and I ain't never gonna act my age. If I ever did, I'd be digging me a grave. Shovel all the money in that I didn't save. I'll let you know, yeah, I'll make it clear. Popularity and profit isn't why I'm here. Chewing bubblegum and drinking beer. Oh yeah, I'm the one. That's right now. Bubblegum and beer.
Bubblegum and beer.
Bubblegum and beer. Get in, we ride along with Zeke. Hey, we don't play it straight, but we never ever cheat. Just a Cinderella story of twisted ass freaks. We let you know, yeah, we'll make it clear. When you see one of us, the other one is here. Chewing bubblegum and drinking beer. Oh yeah, we're the ones. That's right now. Bubblegum and beer.
Bubblegum flavored beer? Well, I don't know about that. That might be too far.
Yeah, that would be a little gross.
Yeah.
But I like the sentiment.
Yeah. So if somebody got me some beer for Christmas, I'd say, how thoughtful.
Yeah, there's nothing that gets you through the holidays better than alcohol.
Exactly. It's the gift that keeps on giving.
True. We should have toasted one up tonight. But all right, so when you came up with this idea, I was a little like trying to figure out like how am I gonna come up with gift giving ideas that relate to songs? And Then once the wheel started turning, it was like, oh, this is going to be easy.
Yeah.
And so I thought, you know, there's a lot of great things you can give to people. Some people are into like cutlery. Some people like pocket knives.
Yeah.
Some people like water pistols. But I think the first gift I'm I want to give out is courtesy of Judas Priest. It's a flamethrower. From 2018's Firepower.
Top of my Christmas list. Yeah. Everybody needs a flamethrower.
What better way to say I love you than with the gift of a flamethrower?
Yeah, you don't want to bring a water pistol to a flamethrower fight.
Exactly. I was trying to come up with something that kind of went against a flamethrower.
See, who wouldn't be excited on Christmas morning to go downstairs or go into your tree-keeping room and look underneath the tree and find an official Judas Priest flamethrower?
Yeah. You don't even have to shovel your driveway with that thing.
I love it.
It's practical.
All right, let's keep it going here, man. We've got a bunch of great songs to play for you today. That we're off to a pretty good start already, I think. This is something that I think for the adults listening is a great gift idea for Christmas. You've got a girlfriend, maybe a wife. The Christmas presents have all been put underneath the tree. The kids are all asleep. You know what time it is now? Time for a little loving. Oh, yeah. Because I went to the LA Guns and I asked them, what's the perfect Christmas present? And they told me, well, Aaron, you know what that is. It's sex action. Otherwise, next year, you're going to be spending extra money on Christmas presents.
Yeah, but if you also, you have to be extra careful if you're purchasing sex. That's not legal.
Well, I didn't say you had to purchase it.
Well, if it's a gift, you purchased it.
What if you're buying it for somebody else?
You're buying somebody else a hooker?
I brought you a hooker.
That's still illegal.
But it was a gift.
Okay. I'm sure the cops will have no trouble with
that. I'll take it up. Ask LA Guns, officer. They'll tell you.
I don't know. Didn't know.
Sex action.
Phil Lewis is a pimp.
Spread the love on Christmas.
All right. So another gift that a lot of people tend to like to give out on Christmas time is jewelry.
Okay. You
know, there's a lot of great jewelry. It gets a lot of necklaces, earrings.
Yeah. I was going to ask ZZ Top for advice on what to get my wife as far as jewelry goes.
But so jewelry is a big thing, but like, what's like, what would be like for a guy, what would the ultimate piece of jewelry really be?
Let's see. I mean, necklaces are nice. I mean, guys wear rings sometimes.
But specifically for a man, what does a man wear?
Cod piece?
Yeah, here's a song about a cod piece. No.
I don't know where you're going.
The ultimate piece of jewelry for a man, maybe it's not a jewelry, maybe it's more headwear, would be a crown.
Okay.
So why not have the gift of an electric crown brought to you by Testament?
Sorrow. There is nothing left inside, nothing left to cry for. So
1992's The Ritual.
Yeah, that's a great album.
I'm so glad I had an excuse to play that song on the show.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I love that song. That one came to mind right away.
That's funny. Electric Crown. You open up your present and be like, what exactly is this? Well, honey, it's a crown, but it's electric. What's it do? I'll put it on and try it. I don't know about this. Sounds fun, though.
Yeah.
So I know Christmas time is tough because you got so many different people to buy for, and a lot of people you know and love are really difficult to buy for. You just sometimes you don't want to get them a gift. You want to maybe just take the easy way out. Do a gift card.
Mm-hmm.
But then you got to think about, you know, okay, well, there's all these different kinds of gift cards to choose from.
Do they want Cracker Barrel?
Right.
Do they want Toys R Us? But they're out of business.
Yeah, no Toys R Us.
Yeah.
They were supposed to be
That'd be a shitty
back,
gift, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
I heard something about that.
This gift card is from 2016. Sorry, got to go.
Gift card for a Vinnie Vincent box set. Redeem before 2045.
With big V on it for void.
Yeah, void. For victim. For verdict.
Big Vinnie Vincent Christmas show coming up.
Yeah.
Here in Nashville.
Stay tuned to the Decibel Geek podcast.
Or listen to a little VIP to get some inside scoopage.
Yeah, you may be hearing more about that.
On all that.
Just saying.
You know, if I'm going to go to any former member of KISS for advice on gift giving, it's going to be Ace Frehley. And Ace Frehley does do the gift card route, you know, but Ace is smart about
Ace
it.
Ace does the gift card route.
He does. He buys gift cards for all his friends, but he's smart because instead of getting just one gift card, because you can get, like, I could get you a gift card and be like, here's Starbucks. You'd be like, oh, I don't drink coffee. Mm. Oh, okay. Well, or I could get you any number of different kinds of gift cards. What the key to this, Ace told me, is to get five different kinds of gift cards.
Mm-hmm.
So you get five different kinds, and you give that person the five different gift cards.
This is the biggest stretch in Decibel Geek history. I love it.
You give the person... I'm leaving all this in.
Yeah, you have to.
You give the person the five different gift cards, right? And then you give them to them, and they open it up, and maybe they like two out of the five. Maybe they like three out of the five. Maybe they like all five of them. And you know what that makes you as a gift giver?
What does it make you?
It makes you a five-card stud. Christmas. From Ace Frehley to you.
Here's a gift card, Carly. Look, it's $5 off.
This is so much fun. All right, what do you got next?
You got any Jackson guitars over there? All right. Anyway, that joke comes courtesy of Toddzilla. All right, so
get that man a gift card.
What's the lamest gift that you always got for Christmas growing up? What was it? You're like, oh, this again?
Probably clothes, I guess.
Yeah, especially like socks.
Unless it was like a cool rock shirt or something, yeah. It always was like, oh, great, corduroy pants.
Yeah, like socks or underwear.
Yeah.
It's like, really?
Hard to get excited about that as a kid at Christmas, yeah. Even as an adult at Christmas. You know, oh, wow, underwear.
But there are some clothes that would be pretty cool to get.
Yeah, yeah.
Especially if Saxons give them to you.
Oh, yeah.
Of course I'm talking about denim and leather.
Yeah.
See, if I'm getting clothes for Christmas, that's what I want. Denim and leather and maybe a Decibel Geek t-shirt. What? Those are still on sale? What?
They are.
At Christmas time?
Yeah.
The perfect gift? You dang right. Decibel Geek t-shirt. The perfect Christmas present for anybody and everybody in your life.
Biff Byford with the segue there. I had no idea that was coming. That was great.
Nice, yes.
Although we're not supposed to talk about how great the segue was after you do the advertising. But anyway, it's a podcast.
Oh, all right.
But yeah, Biff Byford is my fashion consultant. You know, he knew what he was talking about in 1981, and that's still true today.
None better.
Yeah.
If you got somebody picking out your clothes for you in the morning, I want it to be that guy.
Mm-hmm.
All right, got a few more to go. So far, so good. All this music we play today has been top-notch, kick-ass, rock and roll, the way I love it, the way you love it, the way the listeners love it. And so, of course, as always, we want to tell you, you know, if you haven't gotten Firepower from last year by Judas Priest, go get it.
Yes.
If you haven't heard The Ritual by Testament, for the love of God, you got to go check that out.
That's a must-have.
Oh, it's a must-have album for sure. Trouble Walking by Ace Frehley, the first LA Guns, some Super Suckers, whatever, you know, anytime you hear Saxon or something like that on this show, you know, go get the music because, after all, it is the perfect Christmas present any time of year.
Yeah.
Whether it's Christmas, Valentine's, St. Patrick's Day, Groundhog's Day.
Arbor Day,
whatever. Give the gift of rock and roll, you know, let's keep it alive. And so when I went to Lemmy and I said, Lemmy, what's the perfect Christmas gift? It was obvious what he was going to say. He looked down on me and he said, just take it from the album, The World Is Yours, in 2010, and get your friends and loved ones some rock and roll music.
Your life's
said it better myself.
That's as good as it gets.
It's the perfect Christmas present.
Goes along well with some Jack Daniels and cigarettes, but yeah.
Well, even on its own, yeah. I think it's got its merits. Does. Most definitely. So if you've got friends and loved ones, you got to give them some Motorhead. You got to give them some rock and roll, and they will love you forever. They'll say, this Motorhead album is the greatest gift anyone has ever gotten me in my life. Thank you.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah, I love it.
So for my second to last pick, I wanted to play something by the band Riot. And Riot's like one of the most underrated metal bands of all time.
For sure. I don't even know a whole lot about Riot.
And they had like the coolest uncool mascot on their album covers.
Say they had the coolest weird looking monkeys on their album covers.
I still to this day don't understand the mascot. But they're just one of those bands that a lot of bands we grew up listening to were influenced by. They just never had the real hit themselves.
Do we know any Riot experts?
Phew. Eddie Trunk knows a lot about him.
We are now in search of a Riot expert to come on the desk.
That would be cool.
Podcast
go
with
through
us
the catalog.
And go through the catalog and school us on Riot. We've done it with Thin Lizzy. We've done it with The Other Side of Sabbath.
Y&T.
We've done it with Y&T and countless other bands. Riot is a band that I really don't know a lot about.
Me neither.
The only thing I know about Riot is every time you play them on this show, I dig it.
The Narita and Fire Down Under albums are the two that I have and the two that I like. Although I played something off one of their newer records that was actually really good too. So I like what I've heard. But I wondered what Riot would suggest for a Christmas present, and they had the best suggestion ever.
This monkey.
No, not the monkey. They're keeping that for themselves.
Okay.
But no, Riot suggested for this Christmas so you can gather around the tree with the whole family and have some swords and tequila.
Yeah.
That's when you know the Christmas party is really about to kick off.
It's a great two things to mix together.
Yeah, when the tequila and the swords come out, you know it's Christmas time.
Just like here in downtown Nashville where they open bars where you have axe throwing. It's a great combination.
Alcohol and axe throwing. Yeah,
weapons and alcohol. Great idea.
How could anything go wrong?
Yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah.
But just like with Testament, an excuse to play Riot. So there we go.
Sure. That's cool. I dig it.
Yeah.
Always glad to hear more from them because, like I said, I don't know shit about them. And every time I hear something, I dig it. So once again, that rings true. Rings true at Christmas time.
Yes.
Okay. I got one more. This one's easy. Everybody loves it. Everybody wants it.
The easiest gift in the world.
Of course. Yeah. It doesn't take much thought or anything else. Say, you know what? You just go pick out your own dang gift. And that's the way the suicidal tendencies do it. And 9 times out of 10, that's the way I do it too. So from Lights, Camera, Revolution in 1990, this is ST with Send Me Your Money. I mean, it takes all the guesswork out of it.
I don't know. The one that I'm going to suggest here at the end of the show might top it.
Okay. I mean, is this something that everybody could use?
Oh, sure. Absolutely.
Is this something that would make people's lives better?
I think so.
Yeah?
Well, depending on who's getting it.
Is it a Decibel Geek VIP subscription?
That would be a great... But that is a great suggestion.
That's a wonderful gift idea, and it's so easy. All you got to do is go to patreon.com and sign up.
Sign up, put your little card information in, doesn't cost hardly anything, and you support the show, and you get a bunch of free stuff out of it.
We hardly ever really talk about it. We brought it up a few times
today.
Yeah,
we don't push it as much as we probably should.
Maybe it's because it's the holiday season, and, you know, it's not a joke. It really does help us with the costs yeah. and fees that go along with keeping this show on the air. And good Lord, we've done it for over 8 years, going on 9 years
now. 9 years in April. Hard to believe.
And for the most part of it, we've had to just kind of pay for that ourselves.
Yeah.
We've had some help along the way.
But yeah, I mean, the people we've had on Patreon have helped kind of keep things afloat and pay for server stuff and, you know, domain registration and all that boring technical right. crap. But yeah, it really helps, and it helps show the support. And you also get some really cool content out of the process.
Lot. There's a lot of banked material in the DBG VIP files. You know, people get the we put it together. Chris and I just bullshitting or whatever, mm-hmm. talking about KISS for the Torpedo Dudes. Yep. We save it just like episodes of Decibel Geek. The only difference is instead of releasing it to the world, I send it to Rock and Ron. He mm-hmm. puts it in the secret file. The VIPs have access to that file. They're the only ones that do. And we just released, I guess by the time this comes out, episode 102 yeah. of the Chris and Aaron Show. That doesn't count all the Torpedo Dudes and all the other crazy yeah. stuff we've recorded
versus
over the years
when
too.
You do that again.
Yeah.
And album tournaments.
We haven't done an album tournament in a while.
Yeah.
I guess that's
who
good.
Died
nobody,
recently.
Nobody's died recently.
This episode today is a lot like a Chris and Aaron Show.
It really is.
It's very loose.
This is us just taking a week to have a little yeah. fun.
So if you like this loose type of format, you'll dig Chris and Aaron Show. So, yeah, go to patreon.com, look up Decibel Geek, sign up there.
Okay, yeah, so go on about this perfect gift.
There's nothing better than a gift that's really personal. And you know, you can tell it comes from an intimate place.
Is it the return of Decibel Geek TV?
No, but that is.
Is it the return of DecibelGeek.com?
Well,
these are all the things in my life that are perfect gifts that I just can't believe are back.
The song pick is not that, but those are both great things.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. By the way, DecibelGeek.com is back, and Rock and Ron's ready to start kicking some ass again.
Yes. So that the YouTube channel will be alive and kicking again soon. But now this is this kind of goes back in our history, because this is a song that you actually brought to the table a few years ago.
Okay.
Probably 5-6 years ago, I'm thinking. Long time ago. But I can't think of a more personal, intimate gift than this. And we're going to go out with this today.
All right.
This is King Missile from the Happy Hour album, 1992. Merry Christmas, folks. I'm giving you a detachable penis.
Thanks for just letting us have fun today.
I woke up this morning with a bad hangover. And my penis was missing again. This happens all the time. It's detachable. This comes in handy a lot of the time. I can leave it home when I think it's going to get me in trouble. Or I can rent it out when I don't need it. But now and then I go to a party, get drunk, and the next morning I can't, for the life of me, remember what I did with it. First I looked around my apartment and I couldn't find it. So I called up the place where the party was. They hadn't seen it either. I asked them to check the medicine cabinet, because for some reason I leave it there sometimes, but not this time. So I told them if it pops up to let me know. I called a few people who were at the party, but they were no help either. I was starting to get desperate. I really don't like being without my penis for too long. It makes me feel like less of a man, and I really hate having to sit down every time I take a leak. After a few hours of searching the house and calling everyone I could think of, I was starting to get very depressed, so I went to the Kiev and ate breakfast. Then as I walked down 2nd Avenue towards St. Mark's Place, where all those people sell used books and other junk on the street, I saw my penis lying on a blanket next to a broken toaster oven. Some guy was selling it. I had to buy it off him. He wanted $22, but I talked him down to $17. I took it home, washed it off, and put it back on. I was happy again, complete. People sometimes tell me I should get it permanently attached, but I don't know. Even though sometimes it's a pain in the ass, I like having a detachable penis. We'll be right back.